Hi, my name's Jamie. I just graduated from Classical High School this week, and in the fall, I'll be going to Yale University. I've heard the story of Jesus calming the storm practically all my life, but it never really hit home with me until I learned how to sail. I was in sixth grade sailing with other middle schoolers on small 14-foot boats. Now, when you're teaching 12 and 13-year-olds how to sail, you don't let them go out if the wind's blowing more than 15 knots, which is about 18 miles per hour. But from the first times I sailed to even today, even slightly heavy winds have made me uncomfortable. When it's windy enough, sailboats will heel, which basically they'll tip to the side as you're moving forward. And that always happens, but it's enough to make a lot of people nervous. Although beyond that, what really makes me uncomfortable in heavy winds is the sense that I'm only barely in control. Sailing well is the art of being able to feel the boat, like sort of be in tune with it. And you can sense how it's going to respond to whatever you decide to do. So in heavy winds, I can feel that just the slightest mistake could tip me over. What I've learned in 6 years of sailing 14-foot boats is that the worst thing that can happen to you is tipping over. And it's not really that bad. It takes an experienced sailor a matter of minutes to right a capsized boat, and then you're back to sailing. However, I've also had a couple chances to sail larger boats. Boats 100 times more complex to manage, with 100 more ways to mess up or lose control. And in a storm, or even in moderate winds, sailing them can be terrifying. You can't capsize and right a 50-foot long boat. You're in charge of a being that is immensely bigger and more powerful than you, and it is really easy to make a mistake or lose control. This is the kind of the boat the disciples were sailing, I assume. I don't think they would all fit on a 14-foot boat. The storm they found themselves in wasn't merely a patch of heavy winds, either. They were very experienced sailors, and for them to panic the way they did, telling Jesus that they were perishing, they must have been certain that the storm was beyond their power to manage. I get really uncomfortable picturing how scary the storm must have been, even from the small description, but mostly just from how scared they were. But what I noticed about this passage was the first line. When evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." So basically, it was Jesus who suggested that they go sailing when they did. We know Jesus is God, and if God knows anything, he probably knows the weather. So basically, Jesus deliberately sent them out sailing when the storm was coming. The idea of being in a storm when you feel just on the verge of losing control, knowing there are terrible consequences for losing control, I relate to that from being a sailor, but I also relate to that from my life in general. There are events and periods of life that are like storms, where you're struggling, hurting, worried, and afraid. The disciples couldn't manage this one, and they knew they needed Jesus' help. If you showed me this passage as I studied frantically for 5 AP exams, or heard terrible news about a friend, or wrote all of my college applications wondering how I'd ever get in, I'd say the message of Jesus calming the storm is that Jesus calms the storms in our lives. He's with us through them just as he was there on the boat the whole time. And even when we feel like we're hopeless or perishing, he is always in control and powerful enough to take care of us. But I'm here having gone through all those storms and many others, and what I see in front of me is a lot of adventure and learning and excitement, but a lot more storms as well that will be wilder and more terrifying than those that I've weathered before. And what I realize now is that all those things about Jesus calming our storms are true, but it's just as important to realize that sometimes it is Jesus himself that leads us into them, to make us stronger, to help us learn and grow, and to draw us closer to him. It's very comforting to know that not only will God be with me through everything I face, but that my storms also have a purpose. I know this is true by looking at my past. Every problem I've had has helped me to grow. So I look forward to what's ahead of me. I know that there is purpose in everything I will experience, and that God has promised to be there with me through it all.